Yesterday, in the middle of the Tosfos, the Kaimelon, Tosfos establishes for us that within Lefi Shitas, Rav Elazar, the Eidim Mesira Karti, you must therefore have Eidim Mesira. There's no choice. That's Afuke the Rif. The Rif holds that even according to Rav Elazar, Eidim Chesima also work. We have to explain Nefesh Hashem tomorrow and all exactly why that should be. There are different ways to explain why Rav Elazar might also agree that Eidim Chesima with Eidim Mesira works. One way that it's expressed, but which Rabbeinu Ephraim wondered why you would, you know, why would Rav Elazar not say the word af, but some say af Eidim Mesira Karti. Machokis is whether Eidim Mesira works in addition to Eidim Chesima. Says Tosfos, it's not so. It has to be Eidim Mesira, and Eidim Chesima cannot work. What is Tosfos? One raya, one single raya to this idea. The Sugyar Dat Pevav. The case of the Mishnah, Shnaim Sheshochu Shnei Gitin, Shmasein Shavin, Vinis Arvu. So you can, the person who's the Shliach Halacha gives both Gitin, the Gitin are not clear. You don't know which one is the actual one that was given from this woman's Baal. But meanwhile, she got the two Gitin, and between the two of them, she received a get. And that's good enough according to the Mishnah, says the Gemara. That's only true, Befi Rav Meir. But according to Rav Elazar, it would seem to be halacha nesina lishma. That's what you see from the Hemshach HaGemara. Abaye challenges Rav Yirmiyahu. He says, you don't need nesina lishma, but there's a din of nesina lishma. We'll have to explain what that means. And Rashi explains what that means. He says, nesina mevureres. That means she has to know which get it is that is achieving the gerushin. And here you don't know. Each get might be the one, might not be the one. So that's the reason why, according to Rav Elazar, it won't work. According to Rav Meir, it's okay. Tosfos points out, at first glance, it's not clear what Tosfos needed to say this. It's not negev for us, but Tosfos wants us to understand that how can it work for Rav Meir? Isn't there a thing called muchach mitocho? That you have to be able to look at the get and know which, that in fact this is valid gerushin from this baal to this isha. Says Tosfos, mitzad muchach mitocho, you have that, mishulashin. So the names in the get go beyond the person, the baal, and his father, goes another generation up. But meanwhile, for a mayor it's okay, and for a Rav Elazar it's not. And Tosfos explains that because the Eidim Mesira don't know which one is being megarish her. Asks Tosfos, but if you would say that according to Rav Elazar, you can also have Eidim Chesima working, so dal mehacha Eidim Mesira, Eidim Chesima will work for Rav Elazar as well. So why is there a chesan according to Rav Elazar? After all, the same it works for a mayor, it works for Rav Elazar. This is Tosfos right. The Ramban, as we saw yesterday in Chidushim, as well as in Sefer HaSchus, that we read inside, says that this is not a kasha. He defends the Rif from this Rai of Tosfos. And what the Ramban says effectively is that even though in the Chinami, according to Rav Elazar, you could have Eidim Chesima without Eidim Mesira, but since Pa'amim, that the Mesira, the Nesina, is essential, a Mesira koreses, and the Nesina is essential here, therefore, you can't take the word v'chasav la and define it with studim, that sometimes yes, sometimes not. If l'maisa, you can have Eidim Mesira work independent of Eidim Chesima, so the chasav that requires lishma, which we now think is even including the nesina, so the la is going on not just v'chasav, also the nasan, so if sometimes you have no Eidim Chesima, and therefore the Kresis is coming about with the Mesira, with the Ksiva and the Mesira, and that requires Lishma, that's always going to be a halacha that you require Lishma. And therefore, even though according to Rav Meir it's fine, but the Gemara is saying that if there's halacha Nesina Lishma, for Rav Elazar it won't be fine, even though Eidim Chesima work by themselves, but the Torah's standard of needing Nesina Lishma is always present. It's not only one case, not in the other case. That's essentially the Ramban's response to the Kasha. So we ought to understand a little bit what differentiates how Tosfos looked at this Gemara, and for Tosfos it's Eraya, Machrachas, that Rav Elazar does not allow for Eidim Chesima to work without Eidim Mesira. The Ramban looks at it in a different way. What's behind this Machlokas? Chayra, it's interesting. Tosfos defines the halacha that the Gemara is referring to in Rav Yirmiyahu when he presents the point that it can't go with Rav Elazar, this Mishnah can't go with Rav Elazar, as Lo Yadi, Eidim Mesira don't know Behemini Megarsh. Now you look at the Gemara, that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't say Lo Yadi Eidim Mesira Behemini Megarsh. The words of the Gemara are Lo yadi behemina'i kamagarsha. Doesn't say Edom Mesira. And furthermore, when Abai challenges Rav Yirmiyah, he says, who says, according to Rav Lazar, you need Nesina Lishma? So the Gemara is explaining, you see from the words of the Gemara, that Rav Yirmiyah's point was that you need Nesina Lishma. So where do you put the word Nesina Lishma, that phrase, with what Tosis is saying? Nesina Lishma means that the Nesina has to be Nesina Mevureres. That's how Rashi explains it. She has to know which one is being Megarashar. Tosis doesn't say that. Tosis says, the Eidah Mesira have to know. Like, what if the Eidah Mesira? Nesina Lishma. So what is Tosis thinking? How does the word Nesina Lishma explain that the Eidah Mesira have to know? Moreover, if you look carefully, it seems to me from the Ramban, it would seem that when the Ramban gives his teretz for the Rif, so he says, because the Chas Avla means Tziva and Nesina, because Pa'amim, that's Koresis. It would seem from the Ramban that Umashal, if you had Eidi Chasima without Eidi Mesira, which for the Rif is good enough. So according to Shitas Rav Yirmiyah, that you need Nesina Lishma, you'd also need Nesina Lishma. Because Lamaisa Pa'am Koresis. No, so that's clearly thinking very differently than Tosis. Tosis defines what the Gemara calls Nesina Lishma as Lo Yadi Eide Mesira Behemina Megarsha. But if there's no Eide Mesira, then what kind of Nesina Lishma are we talking about? The Ramban says, even without Eide Mesira, but there's halacha of Nesina Lishma. So for the Ramban, the halacha of Nesina Lishma has nothing to do with Eide Mesira. It's not that even when you have Eide Chasima, the Eide Mesira still need to know. From the Ramban, it would seem that even if you don't have Eidah Mesira, Eidah Chasima and no Eidah Mesira, but Lamaisa, you could have had Eidah Mesira without Eidah Chasima, so therefore the Torah's V'chas Avla that we say goes on the Sina Lishma as well, is even when you don't have the Eidah Mesira either. There's still Nesina Lishma. So for the Ramban, you see that Nesina Lishma has nothing to do with Eidah Mesira's knowledge or not lack of knowledge. And for Tosus, Nesina Lishma seems to do with the fact that the Eidah Mesira don't know. So what does that indicate? So this is perhaps a suggestion that there's a very different way that Tosas looked at that Gemara of Nesina Lishma, and the Ramban looked at it they're talking different languages. Let's talk with the Ramban first, and we'll come back to Tosas. What is the din Nesina Lishma that Rav Yirmiyah seems to think Rav Yirmiyah that Rav Elazar requires? And again, you don't need Eidah Mesira here. You need Nesina Lishma. The shliach. So who needs to know? Where does that bira have to be? In the Maisa Nesina. There's no Eidah Mesira here. You have Eidah Chasima. Eidah Chasima, the Etzem work for Rav Elazar, like the Rif holds. But says Rav Yirmiyah, no, if the Nesina wasn't Lishma, the Torah has a standard called the Chasab La, or Benasan La, meaning you need Nesina Lishma. It means you need a Nesina Mevureres. The Shliach is giving the get, the Maisa Nesina, which is an Asiyah in the get. Whatever is considered to be essential in the Asiyah Saget, sometimes it's Ksiva. I mean, Ksiva, Pa'am Koreses. So too, that's why the Rabban explains, even when Eidah Chasima exists, you still need Ksiva Lishma. So if you hold that the law is going on in the Nasan as well, the Mesira is an Asiyah in the Get. The Get is you could say, completed with the Nesina. Now you'll ask me, if you hold that according to the Rif, you don't need Eidah Mesira, you can have Eidah Chasima. So what sense is in the Sina a completion of the get? Through Ksiva, I understand, even though you have Eidah Chasima, but the get needs a text, right? So what does it mean that the Maisa and the Nesina is an Asiyah in the get? What? The
Chasima speaks to
because, the Chasima speaks to what's going to happen at the end. That when they're signing before anything happened. But the Eidos of the Chasima is only Nishlam, and we'll talk more about this, when the woman shows it afterwards, so then we have this information that's being testified through the get, through the chasima, that there was a nesina. That's the edus has to do with the gerushin, even though they're signing beforehand. So the get is really completed in a certain way, as a get in terms of what it represents after it's given over. So that nesina has to be lishma. So it's a halacha in the asiyah of the get. For the Ramban, therefore, there's no kasha on the Rif, because since Lemaisa Nesina for Rav Elazar, right, Rav Elazar is is essential, that sometimes Eidei Chasima don't even need to be here. So the Torah has halacha, you need lishma on the Nesina. So, okay, so Rav Elazar has a problem, and Rav Meir is good. What did Tosis think? So what is Tosis asking? What does Tosis talk about? It's interesting, the Chidushi Ramban, it would seem, he was Goris, not Lo Yadi, but Lo Yediyah. If you look in Chidushi Ramban, in that Gemara, Lo Yediyah, He Minay Megarsha. So the Nesina Lishma is that it's not known. It's in the Maisa Nesina. So where did Tosis figure into this? Nesina Lishma / Lo Yadi Eide Mesira He Minay Megarsha. So I would suggest like this, that Tosis learns that the, some Achronim want to say this, but Shimon, I think, says such an idea. The term that we could use here, and we'll see it again and again, for Rav Elazar, the Eidei Mesira make the Shtar a Shtar. And this is what Tosfos has been saying consistently. Why do you need Eidei Mesira for Rav Elazar no matter what? Against the Rif. Because the Ashivuye Shtara, the making the Shtar to a Shtar, is only with Eidei Mesira. For Rav Meir, Eidei Chasima can make the Shtar into a Shtar. The Shtar is a Shem Shtar with Eidei Chasima. The Eidus is speaking to what happens later on, but the Shtar is a valid Shtar with Eidei Chasima. For Rav Elazar, the Mesiras Haget with the Eidim there, that's creating the Shtar. That's creating the Chalos Shem Shtar. Just like Ksiva is creating the Shtar, so the Shtar's creation is the result of the Eidim who are there, who see it, who are present, who are aware of what's going on. That makes the Shtar a Shtar. Second. Daniel, okay, go ahead. What are you thinking? No, that's not a question?
Yeah, it's a question.
Go ahead.
If it's not about Eidei Mesira, then why would Rav Elazar need Nesina Lishmam anymore than Rav Meir?
No, so the answer is, this is exactly what Tosis is saying. That for Rav Elazar, who holds that the Eidei Mesira are making the Shtar a Shtar, if you were to say that Rav Elazar also agrees that the Shtar could be a Shtar with Eidei Chasima, says Tosis, then forget Eidei Mesira. Okay, so they don't have the Lishma. But the Shtar became a Shtar with the Eidei Chasima. Were the Rif correct that you can have Eidei Chasima without Eidei Mesira? So even when the Eidei Mesira are present and are not aware of which get is being Megarishar, says Tosis, beautifully, you don't need them. Dalmiach Eidei Mesira. You have Eidei Chasima. So the Nafkamina, the Nakuda that differentiates the Ramban and Tosis is what this Nesina Lishma means. For the Ramban, Nesina Lishma means the Maisa Nesina, which is an act of an Asiyah and the Get, and the Torah says it needs Lishma, and the Torah is not going to differentiate in one case or the other, and therefore the Asiyah of the Get, which is what it is, needs Lishma. So for the Ramban, even if there are Eidei Mesira, the Nesina of the Shliach has to be Lishma. And therefore, the Gemara can say that even that Elazar cannot fit with his Mishnah, if that's the case. What are you going to say? You don't need the Eidei Mesira. Yeah, but since Pa'amim Koresis, the Nesina needs to be Lishma. Because the V'chasav La teaches me that you need V'chasav and the Nasan to be Lishma, because sometimes that's essential. That's making the get into that's making the get a get. I mean, not a shui star. That's an asiyah in the get. That is the nesina has to be lishma. Tosis, it's something else. It's the making the star into a star that has to be lishma. That's why Tosis refers to it as the lo yadi eidei mesira, and the Gemara calls it nesina lishma. What it really means is the ashvuy star, making the star into a star has to be lishma. Says Tosis. So that's the case. But if I have the ashvuy star in some other way, the Eidei Chasima, that should be sufficient. Either way, it should be obvious why the kasha we asked yesterday, that when Tosis goes a step further and says, Rabbeinu Tam says that you always need Eidei Mesira for a second reason. Now this is a different point, L'chair. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? Another reason why you need Eidei Mesira for Rav Elazar, because even Rav Meir needs it. And what's that? Because of? Davish Erva. It's a separate idea. Now, it comes out with Tosis, with Rabbeinu Tam, you have two reasons why you always need Eidei Mesira. For Rav Elazar, there are two reasons. For Meir, there'd be one reason. But for Rav Elazar, there are two reasons. What are they? Number one, without them, you don't have the Shtar. The Ashvuy Shtara. For Rav Elazar, that's what you need to make a Shtar into a Shtar. And the second reason is Kiyamadav. So if you were to ask a question, no, so come back to the Gemara. Why is Rav Meir better than Rav Elazar in that case of the two stars that got mixed up? L'maisa the Eid Mesira that you need for Rav Meir as well, for Kiyamadavar, don't know which get is the right get. So it's a non-starter question, right? Why? Because the halacha that we're talking about is Nesina Lishma. Whether we want to define it in terms of Shwishtara, whether we want to define it in terms of a Nesinas Haget Lishma. So that's where the lack of knowledge is a problem. But if the halacha of Eidim Sira is a whole different issue, it's not about the get, it's about the gerishin. Gerishin is Kiyam Adavar. Either way that we set out, the Ramban's way of formulating it, the Nesinas Haget, it's Nasir in the get. The Ashwiyashtara, the making to get into a get, needs Lishma. That's called Nesina Lishma. But the din of Eidim Kiyam Adavar has no bearing in that. It means that you need to, for the gerishin to be a gerishin, you have to have the presence of two witnesses who saw it. That's the din Lishma is, Nesina Lishma is a function of something to do with the get, not the gerishin, the chlos. And therefore, you can't come back and ask, well, if Rabbeinu Tam is right, they need always need Eidim even for a mayor. Then we're back to the question. They don't know which get is in the garisha. No. The din of Lo Yadi, or Lo Yadiya, as the case may be, is only because of the din of Nesina Lishma. Nesina Lishma is a function of the get. So now we have two different ways to think about it. Either it's a function of the Ashwiyashtara of the get, therefore Tosis can say, well, you don't need them to Ashwiyashtara, you have the Chasima to do it. Edi Chasima do it. Or as the Ramban says, it's a halacha in the Nesina of the get, which the Torah has a standard. You need Nesina Lishma, that's part of the halacha. Just like Siva is to be Lishma, even if I have Edi Chasima, because it's I'm in Koresis, it's a part of the get. Therefore Nesina is also going to need Lishma no matter what. But it's because of the halacha in the get. But the din of Kiyam Adavar has nothing to do with Lishma. This is what I think I wanted to say on this issue. I also want to leave you one question, which I don't have the answer to, before we go on. I just don't understand this. I'm struggling with this. You can think about it, answer, come back a year from now and tell me that you have an answer, okay? This Gemara that we just quoted, of Nesina Lishma, that Rav Yirmiya thought you need Nesina Lishma, and Rav Abaye rejects it, right? So we just gave a little bit of an understanding of what it means, how Tosis understood it, how the Ramban understood it. This was quoted by the Tosis Harash, which, Yitzh Hashem, you're going to see in a few days when you do Chazara. And this was quoted by Tosis Harash in connection to what? Back on the Tosis Rabbanhu de Atzrach. When Tosis establishes and asks on Rashi, Rashi's Rabbanhu de Atzrach, and Beis on the Beis, was why the Chacham require Funny nechtam, if everyone knows Shema, Stam Safi Migmagmiri, because it could be a case of Shnei Yosef and Shimon. And Tosis says, but to the extent that there's a Huchziku, which means that we have reason to be suspecting maybe it's the other Yosef and Shimon that's sending the get. So then, says Tosis, even if it's Nechtav with Shmo, it's no good because of what klal? Yinim Buchach Mitocho. For Rav Meir, and the Mishnah wants to make the Mishnah work like Rav Meir as well, possibly, right? And Tosis brings in Daf Chav Dalet from that Gemara. Tosis, how he interpreted that Gemara, that you see that there's a din of Muchach Mitoch. After Tosis said that, he adds another line. And even according to Rav Elazar, now look at the words of Tosis. Afu Rav Elazar, Tzarech Eidem Mesira, Sheyedu Shaso Abau Shliach, Veleka. In the case of possibility of another Yosef ben Shimon who sent the get, I have a problem for Rav Elazar as well because they need to know Shaso about Shliach. So we wondered, what does that have to do with anything? What is that halacha? I mean, that's not connected. That's anyway. We don't know. Like, what's up to do with Eidim Asira having to know? So we struggled with that question, right? We said, Rav Avtalion, if you remember, so then we quoted Tosis Harash. And we said, that stum is Pshat and Tosis. So what did Tosis Harash say? That the halacha of Afi Rav Elazar Tzarech Sheyedu is another parallel halacha to what? To Muchach Mitocho. There's a Muchach Mitocho of Rav Meir, Mitocho from the Ksav Haget, and there's a halacha Muchach Mitocho that the Eidim Mesira have to know also. when the Tosafot Rashi said that, he adds as a support to this idea the Gemara that we just read now in Tosafot, Pei Vav, of Nesina Lishma. Mamish don't understand this. He writes as follows. Middle of that piece of the Tosafot Rashi, Rabban Huda Atzvach. First from Meir, the Be'inan Shei Muchach Mitoch Edi Chasima Hem Minay Megarish Bei, that's from Meir. Continues Tosafot Rashi, Afilu Rav Elazar, Tzarech Mia Edi Mesira, Vahaleka, the Ein Kan Edus Shabal Aso Shriach, Ula Rav Elazar Be'inan Shehei Mochiach Le Edi Mesira Hem Minay Megarish, Kimo Le Rav Meir Be'i Chasima, this I didn't tell you at the time, we didn't focus on, hadn't seen it. Come on, the Perik Basra. Ahach mas nisim deshnaim sheshochu shnei gitin. No, since staying with zoo, staying with zoo. Muki rabbi Gemara, the lo kirav Elazar, the holo yadi edi mesira, hey minayim legarsha. What does he see in his Gemara? That what the Gemara calls nesina lishma is what the Tosafot Rashi labels as has to be muchach to the edi mesira. The details of what's going on. What's difficult? Does Rav Elazar need the Sinu Lishma at the end of the day? What comes in the Gemara? Rav Yirmiyah thought it can't go Rav Elazar. What did Abaye say? Doesn't need it. You don't need Sinu Lishma. And yet this much the Tosafot Rashi extracted from the Gemara. Now, they're not identical. They're two different applications. But the Rashi sees them as shaykh to each other. One of them remains l'maskan. But I don't understand what that means. In other words, the Gemara's context is nesina l'shma in a sense, which get is megarish this woman. So that's what Yirmiyah thought. That can't fit with the Mishnah. Says Abaye, no. You don't need that. You only need ksiva l'shma, not nesina l'shma. And yet the Tosafot Rashi is saying a halacha that if the Eidei Mesira don't know the Shabbat so shliach, that's a chesaron of muchach mitocho, and he proves it from the din of nesina lishma, which is only Rav Yirmiyah and Havamina that Abaye rejects. Somehow Tosafot Rashi is sensing that there is some vestige of this halacha of nesina lishma that remains l'maskana in some situations, in some contexts. For example, if they don't know heminah megarsha, even though, or at least in the context of enat mochiach, what he has talked about here, they don't know Shabbat, so about Shliach, that is a Muchach Mitocho that exists for Rav Elazar, even after the Gemara finishes up with Abaye saying to Rav Yirmiyah, nothing doing, you don't have that halach in Rav Elazar. Because otherwise, Tosafot Rashi has been a raya from Havamina of the Gemara. But Tosafot Rashi is using this Gemara of Nesina Lishma and connecting it to this Yisod that he says that it has to be Muchach to the Edei Mesira, that what's going on is a real garrison. I find that very remarkable. Like that's the Gemara, the same Gemara has Rav Yirmiyah, has Abaye. Abaye knocks it down. Tosis can bring a raya from Rav Yirmiyah, that's fine. Because meanwhile, this much we see. Take away the Mesira. I have Edi Chasima, let it work anyway. So even if you're right, Rav Yirmiyah, that there's such a problem, meanwhile, let it be working anyway. So Tosis, even though Abaye knocks down Rav Yirmiyah's premise, but meanwhile, Tosis had a proof. He could prove, because that doesn't change in the Maskana. If Rav Yirmiyah held what he held for Rav Elazar, but meanwhile you could take away the Edi Mesira and have Rav Meir's Edi Chasima work, so Tosafot says, so obviously I'm correct, the riff is wrong. So Abaye happens to say that Rav Yirmiyah, you are a standard of Nesina Lishma, that aims you have to know. That's it, but that's not the halacha muchach mitocho. That's whatever, that's what din Nesina Lishma. The Rush draws a line between the din of muchach mitocho that he holds is in fact halacha that Rav Elazar requires muchach mitocho, that the Eid and the Sira have to know what's going on with the din of Sina Lishma, but the Gemara says you don't need the Sina Lishma. So I don't understand how to make that work. I pasha don't understand pshat in that line of Tosafot Rashi. Maybe the Hagos they have something on this. I don't know. Just I remembered myself that this is quoted by Tosafot Rashi in that Indian muchach mitocho. I took another look. I said, wait a second, something is not fitting together. Don't know. Leave that as it's arachiyah. Questions. This is the inyan of the Sina Lishma that Tosafot brought in as his one and only raya against the riff. Okay, and the Ramban defended it. Okay, defended the riff. Yeah.
So one side says that the Eidei Mesira is the one that actually make the shtar. So the other side, would they say the
Shiur? So in other words, in a nutshell, the reason why Tosfos had a raya against the Rif in this Gemara, because he interpreted Nesina Lishma as that the making of the star into a star has to be Lishma.
What
makes the star to a star? The Nesina with the Eid of Mesira there, that's the making, that's how the star becomes a star. So it became a star with Eid of Chasim according to the Rif. So like, what do I need that Eid of Mesira? Good, they didn't have Lishma, but the star became a star anyway. The Ramban says, no, the Din Nesina Lishma is not the making to a star, it's the act of Nesinas Haget. And the Torah says that that particular action relevant to the get needs lishma. So even though you don't need Eid Mesira and you have Eid Chasima, but the Maisa, just like Siva, needs to be lishma for Rav Elazar, even if you have Eid Chasima, the Ramban takes it granted. The Torah says you need Siva lishma. So too, the Nesina, if you hold, you need Nesina lishma, then the Maisa Nesina of the Shliach, it's not about Eid Mesira at all. If you have no Eid Mesira, you'd also need Nesina lishma. So the fact that Eid Chasima could also be Kores is
according to
Rabban.
It would be the Eid Chasima that make the Shtar, actually you make the Shtar.
Yeah, but that's for sure. The Machlokes, Amen Rav Elazar, is that. The Machlokes is, does the Shtar become a Shtar with Eid Chasima? Does the Shtar become a Shtar through Eid Mesira? The question is, could Rav Elazar also allow that the Shtar becomes a Shtar through Eid Chasima with the absence of Eid Mesira? That's the Rif Shita, and Tosfos disagrees. What Tosfos brings Rabbeinu Tam on the scene is to say, and you know what? There's a second reason why Eid Mesira, separate from the Shvi Shtara for Rav Elazar, there's a Din Eidim Kima Davar, even a mayor would have to agree to that. Notice, Rabbosai, notice. According to the Rif, this is a second machlokas that now derives from Tosfos and the Rif. Not only does the Rif hold that Rav Elazar could allow the Shtar to become a Shtar through Eid Chasima, but the Rif also holds that when you have Eid Chasima alone, you don't need Eidim Le Kima Davar either. And that also requires a hesber. In other words, what happened to the argument of Rabbeinu Tam? But the truth is, even Tosfos wasn't necessarily sold on Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos puts it out there as another reason, but like until now he wasn't dealing with it. He could have imagined there's only one halacha of Eidim Lashvi Yishtar for Rav Elazar, and Rav Meir doesn't have that and doesn't need anything in the form of Eidim Asira at all. So what exactly serves as Kiyum Adavar? If you hold you don't need Eidim Kiyum Adavar for Gerishin, why not? So you have to say Mistama that the Eidim Chasima could work for that. That requires also, that's another aspect of the Machlokes, the Rif and the and Tosfos. Yeah, Shlomo, not Nathaniel.
The question that
really
have Tosfos,
yeah.
Is that on the Raya itself or on the concept of...
Well, in other words, the Rush is using the Yesod of Nesina Lishma as reflecting a yisod of muchach mitocha for the Eid Mesira. That's interesting in its own right. But meanwhile, the fact is, Nesina Lishma doesn't stand at the end of Maskaras HaGemara. And the Rashi is asking Akasha on Rashi's pshat in Rabban Huda Atzruch within Rav Elazar LeMaskana. So how can he bring that din? So he's using that Gemara, Nesina Lishma, and saying that's the din of muchach mitocha, of that has to be muchach for a mayor muchach mitocha from the Ksav itself. Rav Elazar has to be yadua to Eid Mesira. But he brings the Gemara as a support to that.
We also saw that line, not the Rai, but the line that we applied, Eidim Asir is necessary to have Das also in Tosfos. So what that,
yeah. But Tosfos doesn't have to necessarily connect that to the Da Shita of Rav Yirmiyah and Daf Pevav. That's Rav Yirmiyah has even seen. But in other words, you could say there's a halacha. Where does it come from? Okay, you have to know. But if it's Mamish Rav Yirmiyah, then Rav Yirmiyah gets rejected. So it could be that there's some aspect of Rav Yirmiyah's halacha that has, that remains l'maskana, but not in every situation, not for every detail. You have to know how to split it in that way. Where would it be? Tosfos took for granted that Eid Mesira have to know muchach mitoch, just like there's muchach mitoch of the shtar of Rav Elazar. We didn't know muchach mitoch of Rav Meir. Okay, but that's the given. So Rav Elazar, the Shvi Yishtar of the Eid Mesira comes with it, a din of muchach mitoch. But if you want to quote Nesina Lishma, then you have to understand Nesina Lishma in the case of where it appears in the Gemara is a havamina. It's a viyamina that gets rejected. And Tosfos Rosh directly uses that as a support for his position. That I leave as a tzarachiyun. Yeah.
If it's a case without any Eid Mesira,
the Ramban requires some other kind of beer for the shaliach doing the
Stam is that you have it. I mean, you just that it's not. It's a given, a regular case of a get. So that's not a lack of nesina lishma. It's only when you have two get and not knowing which one is which. Shliach gives a get, so that's not called a lack of nesina lishma. Dafka when you have this kind of lack of beer, that's when the kriya is about. Okay, let's proceed now in this very next line. This is going to take us for a real loop, and a lot of ways to read this last line of Tosfos. Let's see. So what did Tosfos do again for us? He first establishes with his raya from, as we just went through, Pevav, that there has to be a demesira. Why? For what? Two words, la'ashvu yishtara, cannot be otherwise. You cannot use edi chasima for Rav Elazar, la'ashvu yishtara. You need a demesira, la'ashvu yishtara. Then he brings Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam goes a step beyond. Then says, you know why tzarech li zaher? That you need to have Eidei Mesira, because he realized even Rav Meir would require it, because Tosfos says, you need Eidim L'Kiyum HaDavar, and therefore Gerushin requires Eidim L'Kiyum HaDavar in the form of physical Eidim that see the Nesinas HaGet. So that's Rabbeinu Tam. That's another reason why Tzarech L'Zaher, that you give over the Get, the Eidei Mesira. Now Tosfos goes over to the area of Mamon. So till now, we're talking about the requirement of having Eidei Mesira, B'shas Nesinas HaGet. Tosfos continues, V'chein, Shtar Matnas Karka, O Shtar Mecher, Shehu L'Kinyan Karka. V'eino L'Raya, keep those two words in your mind. Shtar Matnas Karka, Shtar Matana, or Shtar Mecher, that's L'Kinyan Karka, and not L'Raya, Eino Mo'il Klum L'Rav Elazar, Im Yadua Shalonasu Bifnei. Let's pause for a second before the meal. In other words, why does Eidei Chasima work as a raya generally? Because then we can always extrapolate and assume that it was Kedin Nimsar, it was given over in front of Eidei Mesira. Let's say we have a case of a Shtar Matana, or Shtar Mecher, and we can establish that it was not given over Bifnei Eidei, so it won't work for the transaction to be Chal. Shtar Kinyan affects a transaction, the Shtar Matan, the Shtar Mecher. You need to have, Tosfos is now suggesting, you need to have Eidei Mesira that witnessed the transferring of the Shtar for the Chalos, Mechira, or Matana to take effect. Okay? Why? For the same four reasons. Not because of Davar Sheb'Erev, right? That's not Davar Sheb'Erev. Because why? Two words? Lashvu Yishtar. Right? That's what Tosfos is now suggesting. Tosfos, now we're going to push back in a second, Miu. Let's go one phase at a time. Why did Tosfos start by saying the Eino L'Raya? He's saying, when we talk about Mammon, Shtar Mecher or Matana She'Eino L'Raya. What's the example of a Shtar L'Raya? By Mammon? Shtar Hova? Shtar Hova, that Ruben got money to Shimon, right? So Tosfos makes clear that we're discussing Shtar Kinyan and not a Shtar Raya. So why did Tosfos go out of his way to stress that it's a Shtar Kinyan, not a Shtar Raya? So at first glance, before we think too hard, we'll say, maybe the entire Machlokas, Rav Meir and Rav Elazar, Eidei Chasima, Eidei Mesira, is only by, even though Rav Elazar spoke B'shas Shtaris, but it's only by Shtaris of Kinyan. It could be Get, it could be Shtaris of Kinyan. But Shtar Raya, maybe there's no Machlokas, and maybe everyone agrees that what? That what do you have on a Shtar Raya? Eidei Chasima. So maybe everyone agrees that Eidei Chasima, Karati, there's no din of Eidei Mesira, no requirement of Eidei Mesira by Shtar Raya. That's plausible, no? Maybe the whole Machlokas, in other words, Rav Elazar and Rav Meir argue by Get and by Shtar Shtar. Tosfos began with that. But this that Rav Elazar says, Eidei Mesira Karati, and Eidei Chasima not, but Eidei Mesira Karati, that they can operate, start with that, that's only by Ishtar Kinyan, Mashar Shtaris. Get is by Get. Get achieves a Chalos. It's also a Raya afterwards, but meanwhile it creates Gerishin. Ishtar Kinyan affects the Kinyan, makes the Kinyan happen. But Ishtar Hava, for example, maybe Hakol Modir, that you must have what on it? You must have what? Eidei Chasima. Maybe that's what Tosfos has to stress, Eino L'Raya. that is clearly not correct. Who can show me from Tosus himself that that's not correct? That clearly the Eidim Mesira will work for Rabbi Lazar even by Ishtar Raya, by Ishtar Hova. Can you prove it to me? From Tosus himself, earlier. Rabbi Lazar's Eidim Mesira Karti is even said by Ishtar Raya. Because Raya number 3 that Tosus had in the beginning, the first Chelk of Tosus was discussing what issue? Do we paskin? The Gemara's lesson is halacha kaimun kavalaza be gitin. But Tosus wants you to know, we really paskin kavalaza by shtar shtaras as well. And what was Tosus Raya? What was his proof? Raya number 3 was the case of a shtar pasa that it's written with Lashon Parsi and the Goyim are signed on it, so it's not a proper chasima. And you have Eidim Mesira, and yet it will collect from B'nai Chori. It has a Shem Shtar, and you can't say Paraiti, as we explained. It has a Shem Shtar, Gab B'nai Chori, but not Shabbatim, the Gemara says, L'maskana, L'esrei Kola, so on. So Tosus uses that as to prove that Halacha K'Avalaza B'Shar Shtaris. So what do you see from Tosus? That Shitas Rav Elazar of Eidim Mesira can work without Eidim Chasima is even true by Ishtar Rai. So what I just suggested is not correct. Clearly, Rabbi Lazar says his halacha of Eidim Mesira Karati even by Shtar Rai. Otherwise, Tosus, how could Tosus bring the case of Shtar Pasa that you see halacha Rabbi Lazar b'Shar Shtaris from the case of Shtar Rai? Makvim Lama B'nei Chori, that's the case of Shtar Hova. So back to our Tosus, the end of the Tosus. So what does Tosus discuss now? So Tosus is discussing a different aspect of Rav Elazar. There's the halacha of Rav Elazar that Eidim Mesira can work without Eidim Chasima. But now there's the other aspect that Tosus is discussing in part 2 of Tosus, which is what Tosus wants to go Afuke the Rif, which is what? That Rav Elazar holds Dafka, you need Eidim Mesira, and you couldn't use Eidim Chasima. So when Tosus now says, and so too by Shtare Mecher and Shtare Matana, you're going to have Eidei Mesira, meaning, and you're not going to be able to use Eidei what? Eidei Chasima. That's where Tosus stresses that it's Kinyan Ve'eno L'Raya. So I think what we can be medayik from Tosus is something interesting. On the one hand, we saw from earlier in Tosus that this that Rabbi Lazar holds, you can have Eidei Mesira without Eidei Chasima, is not just limited to Shtar Kinyan of Shar Shtaris, but even a Shtar Raya of Shar Shtaris. Otherwise, Tosus could not prove Shtar Pasa. At the same time, this that Tosus is saying in part 2 of Tosus, that for Rav Elazar, you must have Eidim Mesira, and you cannot use what? Eidim Chasima, like the Rif holds, that's true by Get. And what Tosus is now suggesting, he's going to push back in a minute, that it's true by Shar Shtaris, but where by Shar Shtaris can you not use Eidim Chasima? By Shar Shtaris that are Kinyan and Arba. Very interesting, right? So it comes out that the machlokas of Rav Elazar, where Eidim Mesira can work without Eidim Chasima, is even by Shtari Raya. But this that Rav Elazar would say that Eidim Mesira must be there and you can't go with the root of Eidim Chasima, that Tosus would agree that by Shtari Raya you can have Eidim Chasima alone. That requires more of an explanation, but I'm just being medayiket from Tosus Lashon. You could have started by saying, maybe Rav Elazar holds you need Eidim Chasima by Shtar Raya, and Eidim Mesira have nothing to say. You need Shtar Raya, after all, is about Laman Yom Yom Rabin, just like, you know, and therefore he holds you need Eidim Chasima. No, you see Eidim Mesira are good enough. But you see Eidim Chasima apparently are also good enough. And the entire issue with the Rif is by Shtar Kinyan, which Tosus is right now suggesting that you'd have to have the Eidim Mesira, and you can't have Eidim Chasima. So we have to know if we can come back and explain this, but I'm just showing you what Chorid sees between the lines. Okay, so where are we holding now in Tosus? The Rif is not correct. You need to have Eidim Mesira, you can't have Eidim Chasima for Rav Elazar by Get, as well as by Shtare Kinyan. But now Tosus turns around for a loop here. Miu Yesh L'chalik. What's the Yesh L'chalik between what and what? Between Get and Shtare Mecher, Shtare Matana of Kinyan. that by get, absolutely, you need to have Eidei Mesira, but maybe by Shtari Mechem HaTana, you don't need Eidei Mesira. You can suffice with Eidei Chasima. Yes. I did not explain it. I wanted you to think about it. I didn't explain it. I'm just showing, I'm proving it to you. From
the Torah. Rabbi said that it couldn't work by Raya because it's for some.
No, so again, there's two things to think about. Two separate issues. One, Rabbi Elazar's Shita has two parts to it, according to Tosis. For the Rif, it only has one part. Number one, Rabbi Meir cannot acknowledge Eidei Mesira working. You need Eidei Chasima. You can't just, without Eidei Chasima, you don't have a star. You can't just have Eidei Mesira. And Rabbi Elazar says, no, Eidei Mesira karati. According to the Rif, that's all you have in Rabbi Elazar. If I were to ask you another question, could Rabbi Elazar also use Eidei Chasima and not Eidei Mesira? The Rif says, yes. One way to say it is, af Eidei Mesira karati. If you don't like that we say it that way, we'll have to see the Ran and Mitzvah Shem, another way to formulate it, that the Eidei Chasima are the Eidei Mesira, whatever that means. We haven't said it yet. But Maisa, according to the bottom line, you don't need Eidei Mesira, because if you have Eidei Chasima, that would also work. But what is Rabbi Elazar's Shita? Eidei Mesira work? Rabbi Meir says they don't. For Tosis, there's another piece to this. That is, that Rabbi Elazar would need Eidei Mesira and could not use Eidei Chasima. Without Eidei Mesira, you don't have your chalos. What I'm showing you from Tosis is as follows. Regarding part one of Rabbi Elazar, that Eidei Mesira can work on their own without Eidei Chasima, that's true even by Shtar Raya. How do I know that? Maybe you'll say, no, maybe by Shtar Raya, Rabbi Elazar agrees you need to have Eidei Chasima, you can't have Eidei Mesira without Eidei Chasima. Because Tosis, one of his proofs, the third proof, that Halacha Rabbi Elazar B'Shar Shtaris was a case of Shtar Pasa, which is a case of Shtar Halva, that you can collect from B'nai Charin, even though the Chasimas are non-Jewish, so you have no Chasimas, but you have Rabbi Elazar's Eidei Mesira, and you see it's a good Shtar. So you see Halacha Rabbi Elazar B'Shar Shtaris. So what do you see? That the din of Rabbi Elazar's Eidei Mesira, that they work without Eidei Chasima, even by Shtar Raya. Okay, on the other hand, when Tosis is now making the case that we cannot go without Eidei Mesira, you must have Eidei Mesira. He says, by get, you need it, and you also need it by Shar Shtaris, She'enan L'Raya. Why do you say She'enan L'Raya? What if they are right? Same thing, no. You need to have Eidei Mesira. Can't be without it. Sounds like, in terms of this issue, Tosis would be saying, he'd be hinting to us, that a Shtar Raya, Rabbi Elazar, could also allow you to do without Eidei Mesira. But if it's a Shtar Kinyan, Tosis is suggesting now, then you must have your Eidei Mesira. The question is why? I'll give you another secret. The Rosh at the end of Bava Basra seems to say mamish otherwise. The Rosh seems to hold that even a Shtar Raya, you're going to have your Eidei Mesira there, by the Halva, whatever it is, and it's only the Eidei Chasima. I only got to tell you that there was a proper Mesira b'fnei Eidei. So it's a machokas on this point. From Tosas, by saying Einon L'Raya, sounds like Shtar Raya could have also been Eidei Chasima too, but at the same time, Eidei Mesira could also be. Meanwhile, what is Tosas discussing? Shtar Kinyan. So Tosas says, Shtar Kinyan, you have to have Eidei Mesira, as I said before, by get. And Tosis turns around and says, no, maybe not. Maybe not. Let's differentiate between the two. Maybe Eidei Mesira are needed by get, but maybe by Shtar Kinyan, Mamon, you don't need Eidei Mesira. How come? What could be the distinction? What's it based on? Miu yesh l'chalek. This is the very end. The Le'inyan Mamon, when it comes to Mammon, the Mahanya Hodas Baldin Kimea Eidim, we know the rule by Mammon of Hodas Baldin Kimea Eidim Dami. A person is moda that he owes money, it's as if you have Eidim, it's as good as Eidim. Therefore, Sagi the Eidi Chasima the Makam Hodas Baldin. So you have the Eidi Chasima, let's translate the Makam in place of, in the context of, also hard to know how to translate it. You can have your Eidei Chasima in lieu of, parallel to Hodas Baldin. This B'makom is a hard word to translate, especially it's going to depend how we learn up Shantosis even, how to translate the B'makom. Okay. But because Hodas Baldin works by Mammon, so therefore Eidei Chasima can be sufficient without needing Eidei Mesira, given that Hodas Baldin works, and leave the word B'makom now on the side. Masha Enkin. That logic cannot hold by Gerishin or Kedushin. Not always been Kedushin. Aval Kedushin the Gerishin. Loma Hanya Hador Aspaldin. The Hador Aspaldin cannot work. Mishum de Mechayev La Acherim. Hador Aspaldin, you can't have Hador Aspaldin work to affect Gerishin and Kedushin because it's Chav Lachem. This is a sugi at the end of Kedushin like this. Now the Gemara discusses the Erbin Ogeya Kedushin. Tosis is, as we noted a few times, Tosis extends it to Gerishin as well. The Kedushin Asa La Krovim. If you're Moda, that there's a Kedushin, you cannot have the Kedushin take place because of the Hodor Aspaldin, because it's Chav L'Acherim, she's Asa La Krovim. The Gerishin, Tosis says, Asa La Akoyim. Some Rishonim don't assume Gerishin is Chav L'Acherim, because Umaisa, before the Gerishin, she's Asa on everybody. So it's not so much that the Gerishin is making Asilu Kohen, it just remains Asilu Kohen. Tosis goes on record that Gerishin is also called Chav Lachem, and but then cannot work. So what did Tosis tell us here? Gerishin and Kedushin, where Hodos but then doesn't work, there we stick with our Shita that you must have Eidei Mesira. You can't do without them. But this that I wanted to say, that by Shtar Kinyan, you also need to have Eidei Mesira, maybe not. Why not? Because Hodor Aspaldin works, and therefore you have your Eidei Chasima b'makom Hodor Aspaldin. Like a Medrash Priya. What did Tosa say? Where is he coming from? What is this Siruf, this combination of Eidei Chasima, Hodor Aspaldin, and therefore this entire binyan Tosis has been constructing until now, that you cannot do without Eidei Mesira. By Mammon, it doesn't have to hold. By Mammon, you can have your Eidei Chasima, and you don't need Eidei Mesira. And what's the factor? The fact that Hodor Aspaldin works by Mammon. Doesn't work by Gerishin. What did Tosis say? What did he say? What is enticed the words? What is he saying? What's the mechanism that Tosis is using here? He's just saying words, but like, it's like, Mamish, what we have to decipher them. Okay, you have a pshat, I want to hear. Yeah. Yeah.
Tosis only pointing this out because of the, didn't we see a question in there at the end that said, how can we hold by Rebbe Lozo for Shar Sharas? We say that Hatima would work for Shar Sharas, but wouldn't work by Gittin.
So we had that issue to explain the bridge and Tosis of the Lefichach. We're going to just
quickly. Isn't that what Tosis is answering up here? That in the Hanami, Hatima is by both. And Lazar is both by Shar Shtar, is by Shar Shtaros. The reason why Hatima works by Shar Shtaros is because they enact for Das Baldin by Shar Shtaros. But by Gidin, it's not a din in the fact that Hatima doesn't work. It's just that you can't use.
One second. Let's get our facts straight. By Shar Shtaros, what Tosis is saying right now is that by Shtarei Kinyan, Shtarei Mammon that are Kinyan, Rav Elazar would agree that you can have Eidei Chasima and not Eidei Mesira. That's what Tosis is saying. And why does that have to do? What makes that true? Hodor Aspaldin works by Mammon and not by Gerishin. That's what Tosis is saying. What you're bringing up is the Torah's Gittin, that to the extent that you can have Shar Shtaros being not like Rav Elazar, accepting Rav Meir, then you can't tell me that according to Rav Elazar, Eidei Chasima can't work, because then how can they work by Shar Shtaros? How can they be kosher by Shar Shtaros? If fundamentally they're not good by Gittin, how can they look by Shar Shtaros? But Tosu is saying something over here, that there's some reason why by the area of Kinyanim, in other words, don't forget, Tosus is not saying, let me make clear to you. Tosis is not saying that Rav Elazar Eidei Mesira does not work by Shar Shtaros. Whatever you say in Rav Elazar, whether the Rif or Tosis, there's a separate question in the Gemara. Do we accept Rav Elazar by Shar Shtaros or not? What the Torah's Gittin was telling us is that if Lemaisa, you don't accept Rav Elazar by Shar Shtaros, then we have to hold like the Rif. Because you can't have it both ways. If they don't, if they don't work, Eidei Chasima, like Tosa says, if it's not work by according to Rav Elazar, you need Eidei Mesira. The Hakam Shar Shtaros be different. That was the cheshbon of the Torah's Gittin and the Pnei Yeshua. Okay, Fine. So that was their pshat in the lefichach of Tosis. Having said that we hold a kevelazah b'shash staris, now I can say what I'm saying. But now Tosis is saying something else. Within Rashitas of Elazar, there's a reason why I can allow you to use Edi Chasima and not have to need Edi Mesira because of the fact that Das Bal Din works by Shar Shtaris, by Mammon. What does that mean? Okay, so I'm going to put out the Ksois as a foil, because the Chayre, it's Mamish not, doesn't seem to read well in Tosis, I'll be very honest. And I'm not the only one to say this. I wouldn't want to say it, my yo. But Lamaisa, the Cheshbin, it just, it mamish, it's Cheshbin, but it doesn't work in the way Tos is going to flow. But I gave you the Ksos, you have to give him Kedima. But then you have to go in a different direction, Maisa and Tosis. But I wish we'd be able to be bona the, you know, at least we understand the moving parts here. If you remember, I emphasized a few minutes ago, right? When we said before, after Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in Tosis, that you need Eidim Mesir because of Kiyum Adava. So it comes out that until Rabbeinu Tam was mentioned in Tosis, Tosis was establishing that you need Eidim Mesir, you can't do without them because of what factor? You need Eidim Mesir to make it a shtar, a shvui shtar. Comes Rabbeinu Tam, and the Riftus agree. You can have a shvui shtar with Eidim Chasima also. Rabbi Elazar could concede that you can have the shtar without Eidim Mesir. Tosis, no, you need Eidim Mesir, a shvui shtar. Comes Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Rabbeinu Tam Lomar, that there's another reason why you must have Eidim Mesir, and that's because of the din of Kiyum Adavah. Tosis initially was not necessarily going that way. He didn't think of that you need Kiyum Adavah for whatever reason. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, you need Kiyum Adavah, you need Mamash Eidim present at the Nesina for that reason. Now Tosis brings in the halacha that you should need Eidim by Mammon. Obviously, why would you think you need Eidim? Not Kiyum Adavah. It's not Davar Shev Erva. Tosis means Lashvui Shtar. Then Tosis posed the fact that Miyu Yesh L'Chalik. What the Ksos is going to do is as follows. He's going to say what the Miyu Yesh L'Chalik is basically changing what Tosis was thinking until then. Tosis was saying as follows. That La'olam, you don't need Eidim Mesir L'Shvui Yishtar. The Rif is right in terms of Ashvui Yishtar. You can even get your star to be a star with Eidim Chasim. The only thing Tosis has to still reckon with is that you need Eidim present L'Kiyum Adavar by Gerish. And this is what Tosis is now going to be saying. And this is Ixosis Lushitaso, his read on the Sugya in Kedushin, at the end of Kedushin, that talks about why Hadas Baldin doesn't work with Makim Shechad L'Achir. Says Ixos, that really, where does this halach of Kiyum Adavah come from? Well, how do we know the Edom Kiyum Adavah by Davar Sheba Erma?
No.
Davar in Mamu. Right? Means the Torah says Abishnai made them Yakum Davar. You need two Eidim from Mammon, and the Torah says Kimatzaba Ervas Davar. So it says Davar Davar. And what do we always assume by Davar Sheba Erva? That without the Eidim, you don't have the Chalos Kedushin or Gerushin, as case may be. You need Eidim Ukiyum Davar. And yet, when it comes to Mammon, you don't require Eidim for the Chalos for the Kinyan to take place. What do we say? What's the role of Eidim? To verify that the Kenyan took place. But it's not as if the absence of Eidim makes it that the Kenyan didn't take place. The Kenyan is a Kenyan. As long as the two people do the transaction, the Kenyan took place. Whether Eidim saw it or not, what's the role of Eidim seemingly by Mammon in order to have a rai afterwards? That's the expression, Lo'ivru Sa'adi Elishakari. The creation of Eidim is in order that people can't deny and lie about what happened. So now the fact can be verified. But the actual chalos is happening in God. Says the Ksos, I don't understand. So how can it be that you need Eidim by Davar Sheba Erva because without it you don't have a transaction? But the whole makar for Davar Davar, the whole makar is from Mammon. And by Mammon you're telling me you don't need the Eidim, the Etzem, for the chalos. So So the Ksos has this idea, I think it's in Reish Samach Aleph, I think, that the idea is, maybe it's again in Simon Membeis as well, that the Etzem, what it says you need that it's going to be Efshel Hezbar. What you need, the Etzem, is the same standard by both. You just have to get there a different way. For the Kinyan to be valid, or for the transaction to be valid, you have to have the potential that the transaction can be verified subsequently. If there isn't the potential within the situation that you can be it can be verified, then it can't take effect. It says, here's the difference. In the world of Mammon, it can be verified via what method, even without Adam present. But what is the equivalent of Adam that can also come later? It's not Chav Lacher. He can say. And therefore, the transaction is fulfilled through the potential verification in the form of a Das Baldin. But given the fact that by Kedushin, let's say, you can't be Moda, it's Chav Lacher, you can't say there was a Kedushin and she does sell a Krovin. Therefore, the only way that you can have the potential verification given inherent in the Maisa Kedushin is through Adam. So it's not as if you have a different halacha by Mammon that is coming out for a kedushin that's coming out of Mammon, and you don't have that halacha by Mammon. It's the same halacha. It's just that hodas baldin working by Mammon and not by kedushin is going to be the reason why you need the edim davar davar, because the davar davar just says you need it possible to be able to be mevar afterwards. With this reading of the Gemara kedushin, the Ksos learns pshat and tosis like this. What Tosis is doing now is an about face. We were going through, before we got to Rabbeinu Tam, what was Tosis' assumption? What was the Rai Tosis brought from Pei Vav? What was Tosis' assumption? That Rabbi Elazar needs Eid Mesira. Why? Should we start? We haven't gotten to Rabbeinu Tam. The old Rogel Rabbeinu Tam Lomar, that you also need Eidim of Eid Mesira, even from there, because Kim Adav. Tosis says, no, you need Eidim, Lashvishtara. We can't, without that, you can't have a star. You can't have a star Kenyan either. Mil Yeshu Chalek. We're changing everything. Yeshu Chalek, no. La'olam Tosis is going back to assume that Lashvu Yishtara, you can have Yechsima. Eide Chasima can be enough. The only difference is you need Eidim, Fagedwak, Lukiyam Adavar. Says Tosis, that's exactly the point. So therefore, when it comes to Mammon, Demani Adas Baldin, then I don't need Eidim Lukiyam Adavar. In other words, that's good enough. You have Eidi Chasima. It's Efshel Levarer. You don't need the Eidi Mekim Adavar because you have Hodas Baldin and you have the equivalent of Eidi Chasima. So it's verifiable. That's it. So there's no more halacha of Kim Adavar because you have it built into the case. You have Eidi Chasima. No one's going to deny what happened. You already have a way to verify. But Kedushin Begerishin, where Hodas Baldin doesn't work, so then you're going to need your Eidim in the form of Eidim Mesira. Why? Lukim Adavar. So what Tosis basically is doing is conceding the Rif halfway in terms of Meshuvah Yishtara, but holding by Rabbeinu Tam, and then saying, but Rabbeinu Tam's Halach of Kim Adavar won't play out by Mammon because I have the Eidi Chasima to make sure that there won't be any denying what happened. But by Kedushin and Gerishin, where I need to have something more to verify, so then I have the Eidi Mesira. Kim Adavar. And Ashwi Yishtara, I don't need to wait. I can have Eidi Chasima. But the answer is I need Eidi Mekim Adavar. Yes, Shlomo. Why doesn't it sit well with you? Why doesn't it sit well with you? Right?
It seems so much like Rabbi Elazar in the world of Mammon.
First of all, what?
Rabbi Elazar will hold the Eidi Mekim Adavar.
There's a few things that should be bothering you, okay? Go ahead.
Who says the Eidim Chasima can serve as the Eidim Mekim Adavar?
No, to the contrary. She does a riff that by Gittin, you don't need Eidim Mesira at all, obviously means that he holds that you don't have to have separate Edim Kima Davin from Edim Misira. That's clear. And how does that work? Maybe the Chasima could be Kima Davin, whatever you'll say. That's a given. What the source is saying is as follows, to the contrary. Rabbeinu Tam is so correct that you need physical Edim of Edim Misira for Kima Davin. What Tosis has basically done is he said, but by Mammon, that won't be necessary because Hodas Baldin / Edi Chasima do the trick. So Tosis has basically turned his back on everything he was assuming until Rabbi Tam was quoted, which is that you need Edi Mesira / Yishtar, you can use Edi Chasima. Suddenly Tosis is willing to acknowledge that you can have Edi Chasima / Yishtar. And all Tosis is now hanging his hat on is Rabbeinu Tam's point of Edi Mesira needed for Kima Davar, and that's only needed by Get because you have Chav L'Cherim, you can't have Odas Baldin. But here, Odas Baldin, Edi Chasima, it's all good enough, Levarer afterwards. Therefore, there's no special din of Kima Davar over there because the reason why you need Kima Davar by Kiddushin and Gershon is because it's Chav L'Cherim, and therefore you need to have some other independent way to verify. But my mom and you have it built into the case that you can verify it, and therefore at the end of the day, Tosfos ends up acknowledging that by Shtar Kinyan you don't need Edim Mesira Lashvi Yishtar. Why doesn't this sit well with you, Natan? Yeah.
I have a question. Are we saying that in a case where you have Hodas Baldin, you need Edim Mesira, or just because there's always the Afsharis to use Hodas Baldin, therefore you never need Edim Mesira in any cases?
What time?
Are we saying that in any case where we have Hodas Baldin already, then we're not going to require Edim Mesira? Or are we saying that in no case will we require Edim Mesira?
The latter. In other words, because Hodas Baldin works, because you can verify it with that, with Edi Chasima, therefore there's no need for Edim Kim, because Kima Davar doesn't mean anything more than just, quote, that it can be verified. That's uniquely the Ksosis way of understanding the Sugya and Kedushin, and therefore how he reads Tosis is within that framework. But what's strange is, among other things, what Tosis is basically rejecting what became so much a part of the heart of the Tosis, that Shitas HaTosis is the Loka Arif in terms of the fundamental issue of Ashwi Shtar, that Rabbi Lazar needs Edim Mesira to make it a Shtar. And another point is, and it didn't seem like Tosis had to accept Rabbeinu Tam. Tosis could have lived with that without Rabbeinu Tam. Tosis throws in for good measure, you know what else you need for Edim Mesira for Kima Dava, even a Meir Bishra. Do I know that Tosis has to accept that? The Rif didn't accept that. Maybe Tosis could have lived without, maybe on Kima Dava Tosis could have dealt with the idea that Edi Chasima could somehow serve for Kima Dava, whatever. But Tosis still was holding his own that you need Edim Mesira for Shvi Shtar. But he throws in Rabbeinu Tam also. And then he wants to go over to Shtari Mecher, Shtari Matana, meaning Shtari Kinyan, and he wants it to be that you need Edim for Shvi Yishtar. And then what does he do? But you know what? Yesh L'chalik. There's a Nakuda here to Mechalik. And what are we going to do to say that? We're going to say, you know what? You think you need Edim Shvi Yishtar? No, that's not true. Edim Chasima Shvi Yishtar. We're only talking about Edim Kim Adavar. And that's not required by Mammon because of Das Badin, Edim Chasima. The whole way it flows doesn't sound like Tosis is totally rejecting, taking back what he said before, number one. Number two, if this is true, then what Gemara becomes difficult now? If it comes out, you don't need Edim Lashvi Yishtar. Pevav! The whole Raya that we spent the time beginning of Shir on, that Raya from the Gemara, that why is Rav Meir any better than Rav Elazar? I mean, why is Rav Elazar worse than Rav Meir? If Elazar holds you, you can use Edi Chasima. So then why is Nesinu Eshma a problem? I have Edi Chasima. Tosis at the end of the day, backtracking on his assumption that you need Edi Mesira, Bedafka, Shvi Yishtar, and you can have Edi Chasima, then that Raya remains, comes back against the Tosis to want him. If the Tosis at the end is now acknowledging you can have a Shvi Yishtar, Ayidei, Edi Chasima, then what do you do with that Gemar Pevav? It's also strange. So what we have to try to do, not today, but we have to try to do is figure out a way to read that last line of Tosis in such a way, just give you that template, that Tosis is going to be saying the following. Even within this yesod of Ashvuya Shtara needs Edim Mesira, which is what Tosis is holding on to, and the Raya from Pevav remains a Raya. That according to Rabbi Lazar, you cannot have Ashvuya Shtara Aidei Edi Chasima. Therefore, the problem of Nesinu Eshma, if it exists, is true for Rabbi Lazar because he can't go the other route of Edi Chasima. That remains fundamentally, not because of Rabbeinu Tam. Even if I don't accept Rabbeinu Tam, I'll figure out another answer for Kiyum HaDavar. Yet Tosfos is still willing to go on record and say, but this idea of having Eidei Mesira L'Shvuyei Shtara is only true when you have Gerushin, where Hodas Bodin doesn't work. But when I have Kinyanin, Shtar Mamon, well, Hodas Baldin works, then I can have my Ashwiya Shtara with Eidei Chasima, given the fact that Hodas Baldin works. Now, I'm not explaining it, but at least I'm giving you how one should look at it. I mean, it still sounds like a very, like a riddle. Like, what exactly does that mean? Now, if I would make it maybe a little sharper formulation, because if you want, you could say as follows. I have my Eidei Mesira by Mamon. Where are they? They're not here physically. They're here metaphorically. They're here in Lamdish. Why? Because when I have a Mesira of a Shtar Matan and Shtar Kinyan by the Baal Dover, what exists here? What kind? Hadas Baal Din. So here's how you start thinking. The Hadas Baal Din serves as the Eidei Mesira Shvui Shtar. Wow. Amazing. Now we have something to think about. But if that's true, then what is the question to ask? What are you doing? Okay. That's where the work gets cut out. What? So then Chayr Tosfos is saying, the Eidei Mesira are there through Hadas Baal Din. I'm giving it over. You look at that Rambam that I gave you, the two Rambams. The Rambam has a case of a person giving over a shtar seemingly without any Eidei Mesira. And without Eidei Chasima, Hilchos Mechira, Kesa B'Shtar, Kasa B'lo Al Niyar, O Al Acheres, O Al Ola Sada Nesun Aloch, Kevin Shigi Ashtar L'Yodo Kana, Api She'en Sham Eidim Klal. No Eidim on the Shtar. Eidim Mesira, does it sound like it? What happened to Eidei Mesira? The Rambam holds here, okay, Rabbi Elazar, Eidei Mesira karati. This is Mamo. That's the ancient Eidim Klal. Unless you start learning the Rambam means Ksav Yado. That's how Rabbi Kivega thought. Doesn't say that exactly. Doesn't say Ksav Yado. So what could be happening here? If you need Eidei Mesira, where's Eidei Mesira? Okay, but then again, Tosfos did say you still need Eidei Chasima. The Rambam is without anything. This is what we have to think about. And then if we can start going into the Ran, you know, the Ran has a unique Mahalach in the Rif, which is different than the Ramban's Mahalach in the Rif. Exactly how can Eidei Chasima work with that Eidei Mesira? Okay. I just want to mention, I'll tell you to now, once before, no, hold it, it's still recording, okay? The Ksos brings a Raya to this idea that the requirement of Eidei Mesira for Rabbi Elazar is Mitzad Kiyum HaDavar, okay? Listen to this. Not L'Shvuyei Shtara. He says, I have a Rashi. Rashi and Dav Chav Deis on the days. Dibur HaMaschil. Rav Elazar Hi. Top Rashi. Rashi says, Chasima Seger is not in the Torah. V'lo Sagi L'Meisvei B'lo Eidei Mesira. De'inuhu De'avdi Krisus. No, that sounds very much like Shvuyei Shtara language. How do you read that Rashi? That's a big mavucha in the Achronim. The Ksos read the Rashi, the top Rashi Chabez on the days, as saying that the only reason you need Eidei Mesira with Rav Elazar is because of Davar Davar Mimamun. Other Achronim say Rashi didn't mean that. Rashi meant Ashvuya Shtara, but in the same way that you have halacha davar davar mimamon, that you need a certain level of nemanus, that's the nemanus you need for Ashvuya Shtara. The Ksos read the Rashi literally. The Rashi says, even though he starts Avdei Krisus, he doesn't mean Ashvuya Shtara. He means for the Gerushin to happen, Rashi says, you need Eidim davar davar mimamon. For Rav Elazar, Eidim Mesira Karati is nothing more than the din of Eidim Mekiyum HaDavar. This is how the Ksos read that Rashi in Chabez of the Beis, but there definitely are other ways that one can read the same Rashi. Now you can go to the recording.